Hey, hey, party people!
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Save Siblings. I'm Charles.
I'm Chloe.
And we're siblings!
That's right, we're related.
Happy Sunday, or whatever day you're listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Save Siblings fam. Save Siblings is a podcast hosted by your favorite, or soon-to-be favorite sibling duo, and Save Siblings is our way of extending support that entertains, enlightens, and encourages. So do not forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend, leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment, check out SaveSiblings.com for more, and follow us on Instagram at Save Siblings. All right, Chloe, let's get to the show. Today, we are going to be discussing saving for a rainy day.
Save, 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 save.
Reality check. Every day is a rainy day as you get older. Because things, when you're younger, you think of money in a different way. And what we want to do is make sure that the listeners are aware of the fact that when you get older, the cost of living and thriving drastically increases.
Drastically.
No more relying on mommy and daddy.
Everything costs money.
We are talking about being a functioning adult in society is expensive. And we want to make sure
And being a functioning adult in society means you need to save.
Exactly. And we want to make sure that our listeners are understanding, at least as we understand in this thing called life, lessons that we've learned. And one of them is the absolute necessity for saving a large portion of your income for anything. But saving in general, you know what I mean, is so absolutely vital.
Shout out to our parents, because they definitely instilled that in us, because we do save.
We do.
Because a lot of people don't. Why do you think there had to be stimulus checks?
Yeah.
No one saved. When they shut down and said, you cannot work, so many people had virtually nothing in their savings, which was so shocking to me as a statistic.
Seriously.
That so much of the world is not saving for a rainy day.
So do not forget, as you get older, things that you are going to have to purchase as an adult, a home. We're not even on that, though.
We're not even on that.
We're talking about little random things that you would never expect would cost
money. Car insurance, phone bills, utilities, water. Why is water so much? I can go outside and jump in the ocean, but water is so expensive.
Even little silly things, like if you want a nice chair in your home.
True.
We're talking anywhere from $150 to $450 for a chair.
Even if you go to like Target or Walmart and you're like, oh, I just want to buy a stool. I was like, why are stools so expensive?
Why are stools $200?
Thank you. Like, I don't understand it.
Even like rug. You want a nice rug in your house.
Rugs.
It's like, they're like $300.
They're so expensive.
Anywhere from $300 to like $500.
It's like, this is a rug.
And these are expenses that as you get older, you don't necessarily, when you're younger, think about, well, what do you know?
Because there are just rugs in the house.
You know, what does someone that's like 25 to 35, you know, what kind of expenses might they have?
Yeah.
Those are things you absolutely need to consider and start saving.
Exactly. From now. If you're listening to this and you're 12, you need to start saving.
Literally. We're talking serious, younger saving is so important.
Than you need to be to save, you need to start saving. The money you get from the Tooth Fairy, save it.
Because you got, what, let's say you're 25 right now.
Yeah.
Or let's say you're 12 right now. By the time you're 25, the things that a 25-year-old is spending money on now, they're going to be a little more because of inflation.
True.
So you need to start realizing the absolute importance, especially as you age, to save, because so many things are going to come up out of nowhere. You're super excited, you're young, you're looking to get married, you propose, that's amazing, congratulations. And then you start looking at the cost.
Yikes.
Venue, $15K, $10K, $30K. Videographer, $5K, $10K, $15K.
Crazy.
Photographer, $5K. If it's your friend's little brother, $1K.
Even like, that. Johnny wants $1,000?
The prices for things surrounding milestones in adults' lives are absurdly expensive.
Absurd. Everything that gets, like, the price will mark up depending on if you call it a wedding or a party, or if you call it like a graduation or just like some regular ceremony. Like, they will mark up anything.
Literally.
Anything. And now that we all or have gotten a stimulus check and may get a second one, you best believe anytime you pay for anything government related, that price is going to be inflated.
Yep. And let's say you want to follow your dreams. Nowadays, you need a whole media team surrounding anything that's going on for content. So let's say you need a new camera, 2K, 3K. You need the lighting equipment. $500 on all the extra little random things you'll need for lighting, stabilizers. There is such a heavy cost behind things that people don't think about. We are here today to make sure that you are educated on the reality that you need to start saving. If you're not saving now, drop everything and go put $1,000 in an emergency fund right now. Right now. If you do not save. If you are saving, ramp up right now the percentage that you're saving. If it's at 10%, ramp it up to 20%. If it's at 20%, ramp it up to 25, 30%. It is so important. And if you don't start consciously thinking of this now, you're going to get smacked in the face with a reality check.
You really are.
When you're looking to do something and realize that, whoa, there's money that's going to need to be supplied behind this. I'm going to need funds.
What were you talking about the other day? We were talking about econ, and there was like one cost, but then the
What were you talking about? Like the opportunity cost.
And then the actual cost.
Well, that isn't even... That's one. But then there's also like the real cost.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And then the real price.
It's like you pay for something, but then that thing that you pay for has so many other entities to it that you're like, whoa, when I signed up for this, I didn't sign up to be paying all this. Like even for our insurance license.
Yeah.
We pay to take that test, to get our license, to be a licensed agent in the state of Connecticut. You better believe every 2 years, they're charging us to be reinstated. They're also quizzing us.
Yeah.
We have to pay for certain things for certain companies. It's just like you think that you're not going to have to incur other costs when you buy something, and you are. So you need to save so you have money to be able to pay.
And let's even think on something else. Like let's say, you know, you're a photographer right now. You want to be a photographer. You get your camera, right? Oh, like I'll just get a camera. That'll be it. Nope. You also need a laptop to upload the photos to. You need Photoshop, whatever editing software that has a cost as well.
Definitely.
You
has
might
a cost.
Get different lenses for different things that you're doing with photography. Other costs. You need a case for it. So there is
even
a price.
Even if you have different props that you like to use with like or like different lighting things.
So there's two things you need to consider when you make a purchase. It's legitimate cost that you can see, and then you need to actually think about, okay, what is this going to lead to? Like, what is this actual cost going to be in my life when I get everything else associated with what you just purchased?
Exactly. And you also need to think about tax, too, because sometimes you see the actual cost, and then you get to the register, and you're like, no, I'm sorry, I thought this cost this price.
And then you have, like, $500 in tax.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, well, that's great. So that was just kind of a joke on what you were saying, but it's very true, guys. Saving is not a joke.
Exactly. Seriously, party people. We could go over examples all day long. Because everything is an example, but we wanted to make sure we got the point across. Save, save, save. Rainy days are every day.
True. Metaphorically. Stay happy.
All right. Let's get to the Sunday shocker. Roll that clip.
And on today's Sunday Shocker, we have he work caution. Let's see it. It's not a. I feel like there are so many shockers these days. It's like, how do you even pick one? But this one I had to do because we actually get the Oprah magazine sent to our house.
Oh,
and
shout
my
out
dad.
To my baby girl.
Yeah. And my dad and I always joke, like, Oprah is always on the cover. Like, she never has anybody else. Like, I'm like, well, it's her magazine. She can live her best life. Guys, 20 years later, Oprah has given up her O cover. And you know who she gave it up to?
Oh, my.
Breonna Taylor.
Wow.
Praise God, because Breonna Taylor was just like you. She had hope, she had dreams, and she was murdered in her bed while she was sleeping by a rain of bullet fire.
Wow.
So shout out to Oprah
for this.
This is epic. The cover is absolutely beautiful.
And guys, like, huge deal. We're talking hundreds of issues.
Oh, so
hundreds
many.
Of issues.
Literally every
and
month.
And they're all Oprah.
Every month you get an issue.
Like hundreds of issues.
Like
this
me?
Is the first time it's a different
first
person.
Time.
Like hundreds of issues.
It was a joke in our household. Me, my mom, my dad were like, ever? Like, is she ever? And then I look and I look at Breonna Taylor. So,
that's amazing.
Guys,
that's awesome,
right?
Wow.
I just love that. That's beautiful. Like, she gave it up for a good cause and a good person. Because I still can't believe those cops haven't arrested. Arrest the cops that killed her!
You better preach it. All right, party guys. People. Do not forget to subscribe. Share the podcast with a friend. Create an emergency fund right now with $1,000.
Amen.
And follow us on Instagram at Save Siblings.
And
don't forget to read your Bible.